I thought I was going to get off easy today. I really did. Yes, I thought of all the preparation that I put into yesterday's sermon, that all I would have to do here today at chapel time with you is rework that sermon that I preached yesterday. After all, the readings are the same readings that we had yesterday in church. But then I learned that this is the big week. You know what I'm talking about. This is the week when vicarage assignments and pastoral calls would be issued. If there's one thing I've learned about preaching over the years, is that you have to know where the minds of your listeners are. You don't really want to hear yesterday's sermon, do you? No, you're thinking about Tuesday and Wednesday, many of you. You're thinking that pretty soon I'm going to be leaving the security of the seminary classroom, and I'm going to be out there in the parish, not as a field worker, but as a vicar or as a pastor. You're thinking to yourself, where will I be sent? And once I get there, what will it be like? And then finally, if you're at all normal, you're thinking, man, am I really cut out for this work? Or should I have chosen some other vocation? In keeping with the Good Shepherd theme, I chose a related passage as a text for today's message. Listen to what it says in St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 34. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. Sheep without a shepherd. That certainly is a fitting description of many in our world today, isn't it? That phrase conjures up the image of people who are aimlessly wandering through life, searching here and there for answers, yet all the while being easily led astray by every kind of heresy imaginable, by every kind of evil and perversion thinkable. For most, if not all of us here today, seeing those sheep without a shepherd out there is the very thing that motivated us to be here at the seminary. We truly care, do we not, about people. As a result of our having been found by the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ himself, we in turn desperately want others to experience that same love and security that comes with being a lamb of his flock, a sheep of his fold, a sinner of his own redeeming. By and large, professional church workers are compassionate people like that, which of course is good. We need to have sympathy toward those who are suffering, towards those who are distressed in some way. But how would the Lord have us, as pastors, show compassion toward others? That's the question that every pastor will and needs to wrestle with in his particular setting. Over the years, pastors have led their congregations into various kinds of compassionate ministries, such as soup kitchens, medical clinics, child care centers, homeless shelters, just to name a few. All of those types of ministries certainly demonstrate the compassion of Christ, and no doubt they have their place in the parish. But you know, I find it interesting that in Mark chapter 6, verse 34, the way Jesus showed compassion to the people was to teach them. Our text says he began to teach them many things. Now, we, of course, don't know specifically the many things Jesus taught that particular crowd on that particular day. But this, my friends, we do know. The summation of our Lord's teaching is contained in his word, a word which we have great respect for, which we just demonstrated here a moment ago. As we open the Lord's word, we quickly learn that ours is a God who is present, who is active, yes, in this world today. We quickly learn there in the word that, yes, we are sinners, people who, like sheep, have gone astray, who have become lost and confused, and consequently are now easy marks for the hungry wolves. But thankfully, the word of God also teaches that our Lord has not abandoned his sheep, but rather seeks them out. He calls them by name and brings them safely into the green pastures of his eternal mercy and care. The Lord is calling you to serve as one of his under-shepherds, to show compassion to those in our world who are quite literally like sheep without a shepherd. He has equipped you for this task by providing you with a solid foundation here at the seminary, and he will continue to equip you for that task by building on that foundation as you continue to grow in his life-giving, empowering word. You know, historically, our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has been strong in the area of education, and for good reason. Because teaching, our Lord reminds us, is a way of showing compassion. And we want to be a compassionate church. The goal of our teaching is not for the purpose of proving ourselves right and everyone else wrong, but for the purpose of bringing people closer to the love and care which our Good Shepherd Jesus Christ has for his flock, a flock which we are privileged to not only belong to, but to also help care for as pastors. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.